Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast. My name's Ryan. I'm the butter to Tony's bread. We're calling Kiki.
Yeah. Hello.
Kiki, do you love me?
I'm Ryan. Bet you've never heard that joke before.
Never ever. Do you approve this podcast?
Absolutely.
Yes!
Hey, this is Kiki from Boston, and I approve this podcast.
Coming up, a wrap and review of Meow Mamma Mia.
Yes, the movie, the Meow Mamma Mia.
And can I just say,
you know, Meryl Streep.
With Meryl Streep.
Yeah, and a meound is high phrase.
I knew it was a musical.
A meowsical, sorry, use the correct term.
I knew it was a meowsical, but it's really a meowsical. There's a lot of meowsic in it.
But because it's all ABBA, I'm like, you kind of forgive it because at least it's music.
There's a lot of music.
Know. There is a lot of music.
It was just like, I know I'm watching a musical, but like, I'm really watching a musical. Anyway,
yeah, like, how do you know someone's a vegan? Like, they'll fucking let you know.
They'll let you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you're a musical.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
There's a few ABBA songs you like, we know ABBA exists.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, Tony will be wrapping her thoughts that. It only occurred to me that we're doing meowies because we like to meow, but we're both allergic to cats.
Yep. How funny is that? I love it that when people are like, oh my God, Tony, you must love cats.
No.
I can like them from afar.
I don't like them.
There's a cat from my next door neighbor, John, who lives in my backyard a lot of the time, and I can appreciate her with the door shut.
Yeah, but not without a hazmat suit in
yes,
person.
Yes, has cat.
Has cat suit. Things Australians understand that Americans do not. It turns out Australia is very different to the US. We often assume here in Australia we're kind of the same. We speak the same language. We watch the TV shows.
Yeah. Do you ever feel like, and I always thought this as I was growing up because I was always jealous, because you learn so much about like how the American school system works.
Yeah.
And the things that they do when they call nappies diapers and things like that. And I always felt so left out. I was like, why am I American?
Really?
It's so much cooler there. Yeah.
Do you still feel like that? I know you haven't been to Hollywood, but have you ever been to America?
No, I haven't.
So next year when we go to Paige's wedding,
it'll be my first time.
Oh my God.
Yeah, a USA version.
Yeah.
Mm. But I always, so growing up, I was always like, oh, they're so much further ahead and there's so much stuff. And like, obviously the social issues now
not
that
as
I know
ahead
a bit
as
more of that. But I feel like still, I'm like, oh, well, Americans, they just get it.
They just get it.
They're just cooler than us.
Wow. I'm going to ask you if you still think that in about 6 minutes.
Okay, great.
Because what you're about to hear.
Oh, it's long for you.
Will. It takes me 5 and a half to get the belt off. Australians do things that people in the USA do not.
Okay.
Tony, chant what comes next, all right? Here in Australia, we're finishing up Happy Birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, dear someone. Happy birthday to you.
Hip hip. Hooray. Hip hip. Hooray!
They don't do that.
What?
They don't do the hip hip hooray.
So they don't have fun there.
No, they don't have fun in the USA. This lady named Emma, she was visiting friends in the US.
Yeah, as an Australian.
As an Australian, goes to the US, assumes this is like a global thing. And it's like her friend's friend, you know, heaps of people she doesn't know, and she's the random foreigner, and they all sing happy birthday. Then she's like, hip hip! And everyone's like,
and the commitment to the hip hip is big anyway.
Yeah. Especially when you don't know them. That's usually reserved for a best friend.
Yeah, or a dad.
Yeah.
Someone's dad is normally the hip hipper. Are you a hip hipper?
No, I get anxious. I would love to be, but I'm scared that if I hip hipped out of line, that
because you don't want to start saying it when somebody else has said it, because what a party faux pas.
Yeah.
A social crime.
But apparently it's only a crime in Australia because other countries don't hip hip.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I can't imagine not hip-hipping.
Neither.
Because then you go, hooray.
It's an incomplete song.
You'll click. You'll clap.
It's a joke without a punchline.
Yeah.
It's a putting it in without a finishing.
The hip-hip, it's just singing a stupid fucking song.
Some would argue it's just a stupid fucking song anyway, but you're right. It is just a stupid fucking song.
I'm a hip-hipper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would be.
It's like alpha dog energy, don't you think? It's like the ultimate. The ultimate.
I think
big
that's
dick
why I'm
Ellen
scared.
Energy.
I don't want to be that. I don't want people to go, "Oh, who's this alpha dog think
you
he is?"
You fucking reckon, mate?
Yeah, but you already know you're an alpha dog.
Yeah, it's the big. It's the biggest flex,
not,
I reckon.
Not only are you the muscles of this podcast, you're the butter to my bread. You are the alpha
official,
dog
the
and
official
hippie part
of this podcast. I'll put that on my LinkedIn. That way, if this podcast ever goes down to shit,
yeah.
I can
skills.
Apply for jobs. Muscles, official hippie yeah. part. People will be like, oh my God, when can you start?
We need someone new in the workplace. We're looking for someone with audio skills, this, and we actually don't have an alpha dog to do the hip hips for a staff birthday.
John just left.
Tony, could you? Yeah, I could.
Look
check
at my
LinkedIn.
Dog.
Can someone let us know which countries hip hip and which do not? If you don't know what the fuck we're talking about, guess what? You're in a not hip hip country.
And that's not hip hip.
No, that's the opposite of hip. Things Australians understand but Americans do not. With all the smart tech people in Silicon Valley, mm-hmm. Americans still haven't discovered kettles. Which blows my tiny mind.
This is insanity to
it
me.
Is.
I cannot believe that Americans don't use kettles or jugs or mugs or whatever you call it wherever you're from.
So in the rest of the world, you put water in an electric jug and you just push a button and it boils it in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
There's no pot, there's no light and fires.
No, and you, I think the other thing that they do in America is like put a like mug of water in the microwave. Because
no.
I was watching,
no.
you know that TV
no.
show on, no, I know. You know that TV show on Netflix, Selling Sunset?
Yeah.
So they're all rich as fuck, right? And
yeah.
they've got these like beautiful big dope houses. Christine Quinn, who was recently on an episode of Call Her Daddy.
Great.
Yeah. She's awesome. Mm-hmm. Like she's the villain of the piece, but she's really rich. Her boyfriend, her husband
yeah.
is like fucking owns a tech company.
Yeah.
And she got her fucking Gucci mug, filled it up with water and then put it in a fucking microwave. I thought you can't buy class.
You can't buy class.
It's true what they say.
Yeah, it's true what they say. And that's coming from Tony Lodge.
Yeah.
She had a deep freezer in the garage. It really sends British people when they see Americans making a cup of tea like that because British people are like very particular about their mm-hmm. tea and rightly so.
Yeah.
It's an important part of the day.
And if I'm going through a tea phase,
yeah.
I'll drink like 8 cups of tea in a day.
Absolutely.
And so we have one of those, it's got like a keep warm function.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just fucking away. Sitting there all day.
Could you imagine how much is a Gucci mug?
I don't
stupid
know.
Amounts.
Oh
considering
my God.
It's a fucking mug.
Surely it'd be like $400.
They've got what I'm going to assume is a $1,000 microwave.
Yep.
But they can't buy a $12 jug.
Yep. I'll send them one.
Yeah.
I'll send them at Kmart. They're like $4.
And you can get fucking nice ones that can match the decor and you can get a Smeg one
yeah.
that matches your fancy toaster and your fancy
they
oven.
They actually released a range of Smeg crossed with Dolce & Gabbana. Maybe that would be right up Christine Quinn's alley. We should ask her.
If she said
you've got a blue tick on Instagram. Could you message her?
I will.
Message her and be like, hey, Christine, love your work. Could we send you a kettle doll?
Also, your husband runs a tech company. Could he invent kettles for the people of America?
Maybe they just need their own people to
yeah.
invent it
before,
and then they'd be keen.
And then they'll be like... A world first.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, cool.
But while you're on the phone to her, she's like ringing at like those old phones. You've got to like wear it up at the same time.
Now, Americans will wear a hoodie with the name of their university on it all the time. You
yeah.
see that everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
But as you know, that's not appropriate here in Australia.
It isn't.
It is not. Go on.
Well, I'll just...
Go on.
Remembering the story that you got into, was it a LinkedIn argument
yeah.
with somebody because you are going to Melbourne Uni?
Yep,
Melbourne
University.
Business School.
Yep.
And you didn't get a hoodie.
Everyone else was rocking these hoodies.
And you didn't get one and you said, well, I'm paying such and such $1,000 a year to come here. I should get a hoodie as well.
Yeah.
And you told me this story only recently and I was like, well, when are you going to wear that?
Okay.
Literally, so, you're going to get it, cause all this fuss, and then it's going to sit in your cupboard.
Okay, here's the issue.
And you're maybe going to wear it when you, like, paint the house or something. It feels like one of those kind of outfits.
Yeah, so first of all, as soon as I kicked up a stink on LinkedIn, I was like, why don't I get them? They're sold out from the online store. I want to get this thing. Where do I buy it?
And wow, that is alpha dog
I've
energy.
I've paid all this money. It's more Karen energy, if I'm being honest. And I made a bit of a stink. that I couldn't buy one.
And
I'm paying, you know, it's an NBA, the better one in Australia. Melbourne is, it's ranked high. What I'm saying is like it's an investment. It's a big layer.
Yeah.
And all I'm asking for is a hoodie. And I was like, well, how much is it? Where? Why is the shop online store closed? And then this lady from Melbourne Business School replies on LinkedIn and goes, you don't have to buy it. All students can just go to the cupboard and grab it. Have you been in to grab yours? Obviously not. It's coming tomorrow. I'll get it for you. And I was like, oh, but yeah, of course, yeah.
And poor Tanya, who fucking messaged you, she's like,
who's this
every
asshole?
Fucking day.
Yeah. And I literally rocked up and there's just like, anyone can just walk in and grab, there's like drink bottles. And it's like, you just grab it.
Yeah.
And they're like,
so you grabbed 10, sold them online.
Yeah. But
made
was,
a profit. But
I
NBA.
Like, I was like, I paid for it. And they're like, yeah, you did. So you help yourself. And I was like, oh, okay. So then I was a bit embarrassing. And then when I was in class, because you know when someone from your university tags the university, everyone else goes there, sees it, and so a lot of people are like, oh hey man, did you get your hoodie? Because I saw that stink.
Fucking embarrassing.
So anyway, have I worn it?
Yeah.
I then went to I had class a few weekends ago. I've been doing every Sunday, and I went to put it on. And Bridget, and maybe even you said as well, go, oh no, that's a bit keen.
Nah, that's
you
no.
can't wear it to uni. That's way too
faux pas.
No. Faux pas.
Yeah, not okay.
And I was like, well, I'm not gonna like wear it down the street.
Absolutely not.
So if I can't wear it down
you
the street,
you get beat up.
Yeah, and rightly so. I've seen a few around here in the Melbourne business
like,
school ones,
and I was their like, wife didn't let them know.
So I'm like, well, I can't wear it down the street. I can't wear it. I've kicked up a stink, and it's just sitting in the cupboard.
Yep. On an
if I was in the US, I'd be rocking it.
Yeah, but that would be fine. In an episode of the OC, they're like all deciding what college they're going to go off to. And Marissa has like a Berkeley hoodie and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, oh my God, when I go to uni, I can't wait to get a hoodie. But
were you
again,
also going to go to Berkeley with Marissa?
No, I wasn't. Okay. I was just going to Whopper in WA. But I thought the same thing as you. I thought, how great's that? And then I was like, whoa. It's a certain type of person that wears the t-shirt or the hoodie to the university, you'll find.
When I went to college in the US, every second person but every second person was wearing the college hoodie. Because again, it's part of their culture.
Question.
Yeah.
Could you wear the American hoodie that like college that you went to in Australia? Would that be a flex? Or would people be like, that guy bought that from Cotton On? He didn't go there.
I did back in the day, and it was a flex.
Nice.
Because it's like, yeah.
Because you're like, I didn't buy it from Cotton On.
Yeah.
I fucking went
Cotton
there.
On's not selling Lindenwood volleyball.
But they sell fucking like NYU ones and shit.
Yeah. So Americans will wear hoodies with a university name on it.
Mm-hmm.
Not appropriate in Australia.
No.
But what is appropriate in Australia is a hoodie with the hardware store logo on it.
Oh, yep. A Bunnings one or a Bunnings hat. Yep.
Now, I'm assuming other countries might look down on that. But here in Australia, we're like, nah, bro.
That's cool.
That's real cool. You go to a music festival, you see someone in a Bunnings cap, and you're like, what a mad dog.
Yeah. We have the big broad brim Bunnings hats like for camping and going to the beach and like
how many times
doing
have you camped in the last 2 years?
Last 2 years?
Yeah.
Oh, we actually don't even have them anymore. When we were in WA, we did.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah.
Because I would
like,
say
or if you're doing like housework out the front or whatever, what's that called? Gardening.
Out the front of your apartment building.
Been a few years.
Bridget got one of those hats to do some gardening out the back and used it once and had a great day. And now it's just sitting
but
there.
But I mean, now it's a piece of history.
Yeah. Now we're just waiting for a music festival to wear it.
An homage to your favourite hardware store.
In Australia, if you like to, go to the snow. You going to the snow this year? Have you been to the snow? Do you want to go to the snow? Have you ever been to the snow?
No.
So in America,
that's rich people chat.
Yeah. Well, you're from Western Australia. They don't get snow and people don't understand snow in Western Australia.
No, we don't. We genuinely don't. It frightens us.
But in America,
you
don't go to the snow. The snow comes to you. It literally falls from the fucking sky. You wouldn't read about it. But in Australia, it's such a foreign concept.
It doesn't make sense to me.
So I was in St. Louis where it snows in the winter, and I once said, oh, yeah, we used to go to the snow. And then someone said, oh, no, you've got that wrong, Australian kid. You don't go to the snow. It comes to you from the sky.
But can you just like, I know that you can't like ski in your neighborhood or whatever, but is tobogganing like a real thing?
Absolutely.
Like when you slide down a hill or whatever? Is that real?
When it pissed down, is that a technical term for snow?
No.
It really came down strong for a few days. So we went to the like there's a big grassy bank at the football field where you like sit on the lawn and watch the game, and yeah. we were sliding down that.
Is that
and,
real?
Yeah, and I was
because you see that on the TV.
It really is. And there was a girl who had her snowboard out going down just a hill, and it was funny. And we ended up playing football. All of the volleyball dudes, because you can tackle each other and land in the soft snow, and it's kind of just like yeah. your kids again. And people who were maybe locals were a bit like, oh, okay. But there was me and like the guys from Hawaii, and we're like, it's Christmas. This is the greatest
it
day ever.
It probably literally was Christmas.
And they're like, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, but like, yeah. it's a saying. And they're like, yeah, but it is. What? What?
It's the 25th.
But I remember just like running, because it was a bit icy as well, and just like sliding on my chest, like just running and just sliding.
It's
like
insane.
10, 20 metres. She's like, this is so fun.
Oh, I've only been in like falling snow once or twice in Japan. And the first time I saw it, I cried.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I like bawled my eyes out. It was so special.
People from Perth don't see snow.
No, no, it's not. Most of Australia, like you just don't see it. Oh, see, America is so cool.
I remind you, they don't have kettles or hip hip.
Yeah. Or abortions.
Final one. Apparently, now this might flap you actually. This isn't even like a judgment. I reckon this will, like, the more you think about this, the more it'll do your head in. Americans pay for petrol before they fill up the tank.
How much do you need?
Okay.
What's it going to cost?
This is going to fuck you up. So. Someone, I put this on.
What if I pay for it and then the fuel bowls is not working? Then I got to do a whole refund.
So I put this on Twitter last week and I said, how much do you put in? And this lady replies, goes, you just sort of guess.
Guess what? Oh, I'll just put $1,000 down just in case. Like, what do you mean?
Well, then, you know, well, then if you spend $100, where's your other $900? There's no refund. So
isn't there?
Well, then you got to go, well, you probably could, but then you got to go back in and then the, like, there's another person waiting for you because you're going back and in.
Oh, my God, it costs $1,000 every time you fuel up.
Yeah. Or the worst, I would have thought, is if you go, okay, $20 and then.
That's obviously not the full tank.
Well,
yeah.
Then you just get a three-quarter tank and you're like, well, I was too scared to overpay, so now I've got a three-quarter tank.
Nah. We aren't going next year. We're never going. Flight's cancelled. Nah. There's just no way I can deal with that kind of anxiety.
Even if we don't have cars because we don't live there?
No.
What you if... refuse to get an Uber because what if it needs petrol?
Hey, this is Kiki from Boston and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Massive shout out to a few of our champion tarpers over at our Patreon. You can check it out at any time you like. The link is in our bio, in our show notes, on our TikTok. Not in our B-Reel. We didn't do that.
We didn't do that.
Lots of people messaging us. We didn't do that. Damien Wright. Damien Wrong. Katie Wrigley. Oh, she's moving around a bit. Laura Kathleen. Hayley St. Odd Art. Amy Gillis. Thank you so much. Abby Rails. Gabby Smith. Vivian.
Oh, my God. If you're new to the show, you might not know that nothing, well, maybe a barista who's Sam Draper, but nothing gets Tony worked up more than a girl named Vivian.
Just the name Vivian. Does not matter who it is. Oh, whoop. Thanks, Vivian. Chat to you after this. Anna Williams, Jess Pratt, and Ruth Lee. Thank you very much for being part of Patreon.
Tomorrow on the show, things you can. Do you reckon
Vivian's
need them?
Listening now?
Vivian.
Hey, Viv, if you are.
Tomorrow on the show, things you can say making a cuppa, cup of tea, cup of coffee, and also in the bedroom.
Mm.
That's coming up tomorrow.
But one of the many things that champion tarpers have access to, and all people on the Patreon, they vote on the movies we watch each week. And this week we actually had a fan submission.
A fan submission.
Of a movie category.
Is it the most random category we've had yet?
If you don't know, like, it's kind of like if you know, you know. Like, if you don't listen to the pod, then you'd be like, what the fuck does that mean? But if you listen, you're like, ah, that
fair
adds
enough.
Up. Yeah.
So what was the category?
So Gemma suggested movies that you can put meow into the title. So we came up with a couple. Austin Powers Gold Meowmba, the third Austin Powers movie. Meowt the Parents. The Hunger Games Meowkingjay Part 1. Mad Meowks or the Meowtrix. And the winner, far and away, 51% of votes, Meowma Mia.
Meowma Mia.
With Meowrel Streep. And a Meow Decipherate.
And I sort of forgot that Pierce Brosnan was in it. And
oh, yeah.
The three dads.
Colin Firth.
Yeah. They're all like legit.
Yeah. I don't know who the other guy is.
I don't know his name, but as soon as I saw him, I was like, you know, oh, that guy.
Yeah. Oh, hey, mate. Yeah.
I know I said it before, but geez, they really rub the musical in your face, don't they?
This will shock many people, I would say. It shocked one of my best friends, Lane. She loves this movie, Meowma Mia.
Yep.
I hadn't seen it.
Really?
I hadn't seen
it. That is a surprise.
And
now that you have seen it?
I feel like if I'd watched it years ago, it would be probably one of those comfort movies that, like, you love to watch.
If you watch it when you were at art school, at WAPA doing music, and when you were in your theatre stage.
Or if it was something that, like, you went to the movies and saw it with your sisters or something that you'd probably froth it. I had seen the show, like the live show with mum, like when I was a kid, so I didn't remember it like at all.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it. It was loud. It was colourful. I thought that, like, the like Meryl Streep's friends, they were really
funny. Yeah, they were good.
And stuff like that. And I thought it was just, like, so innocent, so dumb, and I didn't hate it.
I love their commitment to a green screen when appropriate. There were a few scenes where they're like, oh, you definitely shot the boat scene in Greece.
Yeah.
This one, who's to say?
Maybe not in
who's
Greece.
Who's to say? Yeah. I did appreciate that. And one thing that does me in, and this is going to become a common theme from now on in cinema history and music history,
is
I've seen the TikTok. Don't go wasting. Oh. And then I had that moment of like, that's from this.
Oh.
I've seen people recreate that scene a million times or sing the song and lip sync it. But
on the beach and stuff,
But I didn't know that this is where it was from. Because I found myself singing along. I'm like, but I don't know this song. Why am I singing along? And then it gets to that line and I was like, it's the TikTok thing.
That I did the exact same thing with the, how old are you? 20. Ah! You know how that's like really like,
ah!
I'm 20. I did that. I was like, oh, that's from
That's from here. That's nice. That's nice. So for the wrap this week,
Sorry. Hang on.
Oh, we're not done
yet. You don't even fucking find out who her dad is.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm watching the movie and then it's over. And I'm like, oh, fuck, did I tune out at some point? Yes.
Yep.
But I'm like, oh, fuck, I've missed something. And I kind of like went back and because obviously Pierce Brosnan, like, no spoilers, it came out fucking 65 years ago. Yeah. Pierce Brosnan like proposes to Meryl Streep and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, oh, so he's the dad. But he's like, and I was like, hang on, I fucking missed something here. I Googled it. You don't find out.
So
there's like Reddit threads about it.
Imagine this. It's a murder mystery movie.
Yeah.
And it gets
Meowvy.
And you get to the end of the movie and like the movie producer just walks out and goes, huh, we don't know either. And it's the credits come down. It's basically like a who is it and you never find out. What?
Oh my God.
What?
Have you seen, what's that Jake Gyllenhaal movie? The killer that sends the codes. It's like based on a true story.
Donnie Darko.
No.
Love and Other Drugs. Spider-Man.
No, fuck. Everybody's shouting at their car right now or their AirPods or whatever.
The Boxer.
No, hang on.
I've used up all my Jake Gyllenhaal movies.
Jake Gyllenhaal killer movie. Zodiac. The Zodiac killer.
Right.
Okay, so Zodiac came out in 2007, so hopefully this isn't a spoiler. So this movie is based on a real story,
mm-hmm.
and you're watching it, and it's, like, really fucking scary because all this stuff happens. It's fucking spooky as. Then all of a sudden the credits roll, and you don't find out who killed him.
What?
And I turned to Torbs, and I was like, what a fucking stupid movie. I was on the edge of my seat the whole time. He's like, they don't know who it is in real life either.
I would be quite happy for the scriptwriter to just choose a guy.
But I was like,
would that be the ultimate defamation? It's like it's a movie based on a real story, and they're like, it was Carl.
It was
him. And then Carl goes to court 4 years later, and the jury's all seen the movie.
Yep.
And they go, well, we know it was you, Carl.
Jake Gyllenhaal told us that's what happened.
You calling Jake Gyllenhaal a liar? Is that what you're saying?
Because we've seen Donnie Darko. We've seen The Fighter.
He gave great performance in all of them, and I trust him with my life. I've seen him in Brokeback Mountain.
But so, yeah, and you literally don't know who the killer is, and Torbs is, like, super smug. He's like, yeah, I don't know who did it in real life either.
Shut up, Torbs.
That's fucking horrifying.
If you hadn't knew that, but, yeah, he's still out there.
Yeah.
Somewhere out
there. It could
be you. It could be one of the dads from Mamma Mia. It could be the same guy who chasing my murderers.
Okay, the rap. Do you want to hear it?
Please.
Okay. 2022, Mamma Mia rap,
here we go.
Lodge.
Let's do it!
Movies with a meow in the title for a change. The options all covered are a bit of a range. Ooh. We ended up with Mamma Mia. This week, fans of our bar, can't be crappa. Sophie's getting married trying to find her dad, but with three options it could end bad. Not sure what she thought would happen, inviting all these random men.
Sorry, I was so mixed up in the mystery of who was the father, I forgot to put the horns at the end.
Mate, you got to be horning. Always be horning.
Wow.
And no. I'm always saying that.
Yeah, you are always saying that.
I have said that many a time.
You are on record as saying that. So, in conclusion.
Yes. Don't know who the dad is. We don't even know who Amanda Seyfried is.
No.
She could be the Zodiac killer.
Things you'll love to see. A message here from Heather Diamond, who's a TARPA.
Hi, Heather.
And she put this in the group. My husband and I struggle sometimes being on our phones too much, and I think we can all fall into that trap. You're just sitting on the couch on your phones and, you know,
It makes me so sad because I think, what if Torbs dies? And I've spent every night sitting next to him in a scroll hole looking at other people's lives instead of enjoying ours.
I mean, that's what Heather was experiencing, but now that you've said that, I think we're all going to go home and cry. And...
so that's fucking depressing, eh, for a Monday. Sorry.
So tonight, says Heather, we played a game where we both wrote out relationship coupons, and then we played different games and made different bets to win them. So, you know, just try and, like,
that's
have a bit
cute.
Of fun. I was worried all of his coupons were going to be, like, sex-related or jokes. But we ended up writing down a lot of the same things. Taking each other out for dates, spa days at home, cooking for one another, and no phones date. It reaffirmed that I married the right guy, and you just love to see it.
You fucking do love to see
that.
You
do love to see
that. That's very special.
Yeah. If you had
a great idea. What a great date night idea.
Great date night idea.
Yeah.
But I think I also like the, like, playful gaminess of it.
Yeah.
Like, because there's a bit of, like, back and forth and whatever.
Yeah.
And then you don't know what the other person's going to write down as a coupon and stuff. What would Torbs like as a coupon from you?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot here.
Why you ponder, I know for Bridget.
Yeah.
She is like a... in the love language game, an acts of service.
Yeah.
So for me to write out a coupon that's like, if you get home and you're tired and it's like, I'll do the dinner, the cleaning, the whatever, and you don't have to choose what you want to eat, you just sit there and I'll take care of it, she would go, oh, what a gift.
I was literally about to say the same.
He's the same?
Thing. Torbs would appreciate if I was like, dinners, I'll do dinner.
Yeah.
All good. Yeah, because he does all the cooking.
I did dinner last night.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
What did you make? Did you order pizza?
Yeah. No, we got a gnocchi. And I found, like, a tomato sauce. Like, it was easy, but it was just, again.
It's just the Bridge fact that, like, she's on the couch. She doesn't have to do it. Yep.
Might
no,
have
that's
got
really
a
nice. Ooh, what'd you go? Tiramisu?
No, we went the apple and rhubarb pie.
The one from Toscano's?
Yeah. I mean, you just put it in the oven. It's easy.
But
slice of that and a little bit of ice cream.
Oh.
Shit.
Do you got custard on a pie? I like a custard.
I do like
pie.
That.
That
I don't.
Nice, isn't
I
it?
Don't do it. Like choose it.
Okay.
But if it was there,
you'd go it.
100%.
Yeah, you have to.
I
be rude
mum,
not to.
Mum whips that out at Christmas sometimes.
Don't she?
Yeah.
Go on. I'll be making my way up to Eltham for Christmas.
Well, you were invited last year and didn't come.
That is not the full story. Anyway,
is that true though? Did I not invite you for Christmas?
There wasn't room for us at your Christmas.
Did I invite you to Christmas?
Was there room for us at Christmas?
Did you get invited?
Was there room?
But did you get invited?
Was it an empty offer? If I'd have said yes, it would have been a bit of a drama.
No, it would have been
fine. Yes, it fucking would have.
We would have had to find a couple extra seats. And maybe
and beds and
no, I would have figured it out. But did I invite you?
It was an empty offer.
Did I invite you?
Yes.
And did you say no?
Was it an empty offer?
No, it was not.
Yes, it fucking no. was. Take that fucking smug grin off your face.
All right, all I'm going to say is that there were six or I think there were six seats at the table.
Yep.
And there were six of us on the day.
Yep. So it was an empty offer.
No, well, we would have brought in the trestle table. We would have made BJ sit on the floor.
And that, you know, really ruins the atmosphere when you're at
rolling the trestle in.
But when you're the one sitting on the trestle.
It's for my cousin Ryan brought some girl he works with.
Some girl!
That was from Bonnie. That was her voice.
Fucking, I'm going to steal her jumper. Anyway, okay, I've got a You Love to See It. And it also is from a top up from Logan Devaney. Thank you so much for sharing. Logan said, my You Love to See It was driving across the country on a four-day drive in America and making my best friend slash passenger listen to Tony and Ryan the whole time.
Good,
it only took him it only took about 13 hours to get him hooked on the podcast.
It's a slow burn.
That's, you know, those 26 episodes.
You know those really shit true crime? And that, but in season three, it really gets going. Yeah. Yeah.
And here's a picture of Logan's car, with, and you can see Tony and Ryan playing on the side.
Only took 13.
13 hours. 26 episodes. Wow, good to know. Or just stick with it for 26 episodes. Oh, just stick you'll with it, love though. It.
Nah, you'll get the hang of it after a few.
That's.
Maybe we need to work on our making the first ep good.
Yeah, well, I can't. Not every ep can be good, and every ep could be someone's first.
If today's your first ep, you give it another 25, I reckon, and then you'll really, you
really
know.
Hits it straight around 50.
Yeah, this isn't that shit, actually. I do love to see that, though. Thanks for the commitment.
I thought that was sweet.
Jeez, imagine, I mean, we did go on a road trip together.
We did.
And I had to take a nap just to give us a break from one another. Isn't that what the deal was? When you were like, oh, did you want to have a nap? Is that what you meant? No, we had a good. We actually had a good time.
Well, fucking doesn't sound like it, does it?
No, we did.
But anyway, goodbye.
No, I don't want to leave on this note. Never go to bed angry. Because we...
Maybe we could write each other a coupon. Maybe that would be a good friendship exercise.
What would I put on my coupon?
For me?
Mm.
Anal.
Okay.
Yep.
Did you want time to think about it or...?
Maybe anal.
What would you put on my one?
I already said.
Oh, they're both the same thing. We're just exchanging anal notes. All right, we'll see you tomorrow.